Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Do you have time to complete a survey today?
How long is it?
It will take about 5 minutes left.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just give me a second. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, gender? Female?
I am a male.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1972.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish region? Or...
I'm a Latina.
Latino? Thank you so much. What is your race like all the that apply? I will read them out to you. American Indian, Alaska, Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle East, Hispanic, Latino, Spanish, and you said Latino, correct?
Latina.
It's just two yes, it's just two questions that's asking, but differently. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's,
thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. How would you feel? That your vote will take
care
of. What's the number? I'm sorry?
3.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Would you feel
I don't
very
know.
Okay, so let me read this to you. Do you feel very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings. Okay, please rate your feelings towards some people. I'm going to read them out to you. They're people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have... Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate that, okay? I'm going to read some names out. Kamala Harris. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable, or do you feel neutral or very warm and favorable?
Probably going towards the warm.
Okay, so very cold and unfavorable, or?
Warm.
Okay.
Warm.
And favorable?
And did you say bearable or favorable? Fair.
No, favorable. Like your
favorable.
Yes, favorable.
Okay, yeah, favorable.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
Favorable.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
What about Robert F.? Isn't he dead?
Well, actually, it's asking how do you feel about that name? Do you feel maybe very warm or not warm at all or cold? Or maybe put my scale from 0 to 10.
My party scale is favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable to him, too.
J.D. Vance?
Know him.
Okay. Donald Trump? Would that be very cold and unfavorable or very warm and unfavorable? I mean favorable, I'm sorry. Very warm and favorable would be a 10.
What's in between?
In between would be neutral. You can choose any number from 0. Okay.
Oh, thank you. 0 to 10. So 5.
Okay. Senator Raphael Warnock. How would you feel from a scale? Okay. The Democratic. Okay. The Democratic Party.
I'll say a 4.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. We're almost there. One second here. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. If you had to choose, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh yes.
If I have to choose, go ahead.
Yes. If you had to choose. For whom would you vote? Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party? Yeah, it sounds like you're in a busy street.
Yeah, Trump was about to get in front of me.
Oh, and no.
And he's not even showing his lights.
Wow.
What the heck?
Be careful. Yes. Would, if
no,
you
I'm
choose.
Actually,
would vote for
I
either
don't know them in that.
Yeah. What about would not vote at all? Yeah, so it's giving me other questions. Would vote for other political offices but not president or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right. So it's let me see. Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent.
I'll find the Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably Democrat.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Okay. There's statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most. And voting in the upcoming 24 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are impact to my everyday life. Would that be statement B, like much more, statement B, somewhat more, or statement A, somewhat more, or statement A, much more.
Much more.
Okay. Would that be for statement A or B?
Repeat your statement.
Sure, of course. Statement B is my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most in voting. And the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Now, on Statement A, it says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
No, I don't think that my votes have really made a change in my everyday life. Only one, which was Biden, because, well, I guess, yes.
Okay.
I have to go. I have a class to go to.
Okay. Is there any other day that we can complete your survey?
You could try me again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Georgia. Bye.